what we are all witnessing and living through right now is not just the experiment of the bioweapons, the experiment of COVID, but a psychological death cult experiment where the globalists are trying to determine how far they can push humanity in exterminating themselves and each other. And so far, the answer is that there are plenty of people willing to obey and exterminate others. This was the ventilator mass murder in the hospitals when doctors were ordered to kill patients with ventilators, and those orders are still standing. Ivermectin is still banned in every hospital in America and in most hospitals around the world of Western nations. Although ivermectin is used throughout South America and Central America and India and so on, but in Western hospitals, it is completely banned. So the ventilator murder continues. And now we have learned from Dr. Richard Bartlett in Texas, with a warning covered extensively by InfoWars and Owen Schroyer, we've learned that a hospital in Texas is placing plastic bags over the heads of COVID patients or people suspected of having COVID if they refuse to wear a mask in the hospital. They're putting plastic bags over their heads. Large plastic bags that are labeled as equipment covers. So the people aren't yet suffering through asphyxiation, but that's probably the next step. Probably the controllers of this death cult are wondering, could we actually get doctors and nurses to strangle patients to death with plastic bags over their heads by saying it's for COVID? And the answer, undeniably, is yes. Yes. The obedient healthcare workers will absolutely, they will murder innocent patients by suffocating them with plastic bags if ordered to do so in the name of COVID. That's how insane this has become. That's how murderous the hospital system has become. This is how out of control the entire COVID system, the medical system, the government has become. And it's all an experiment on humanity to see how far people will go if they're ordered to do so by apparent authority. So this is a Milgram experiment on a global scale. Planet Earth has been turned into a laboratory for the largest Milgram experiment ever conducted. Now, remember that this experiment has been running for quite some time. COVID wasn't the first chapter of this. Some of the previous chapters of this grotesque experiment included trying to convince people that men could get pregnant, that men have a cervix and women have a penis, and that you can magically change your gender by just wishing it so. That's been going on for years. And they ensnared a lot of low IQ people with that, to the point where you have typical Democrats and leftists right now saying that, oh, when we talk about women giving birth, we have to stop using the word woman. We have to use birthing people, because men can give birth too. Don't think so, you morons. Dave Chappelle just nailed it in his Netflix special, saying that every person in this crowd, every person here, was given birth to by a woman. And of course, the radical left LGBT lunatics are attacking Netflix and attacking Dave Chappelle for merely stating the obvious. But you see, this is all part of an experiment to see how insane can it get. And now we have the insanity of these left-wing vaccine pushers, which includes now George Clooney, the actor, who says that everybody should be forced to take a vaccine. I want vaccine mandates for everyone. So George Clooney is a medical communist, a lunatic, but he typifies these leftists, who many of whom have become lunatics in their own right because they think that now they own your body and they can force you to be injected with something that is experimental, has not gone through the stage 2 and stage 3 trials, the animal trials, the large-scale human trials, that has not been approved by the FDA. That has never happened. The FDA approved Comirnaty, which isn't available in the United States. And yet these left-wing lunatics want to force you to be injected with an experimental drug that is killing people in America by the hundreds of thousands, perhaps over a million dead already in America from the vaccine, with many more millions to come, no doubt. Folks, this is a Milgram experiment. They're trying to determine how much murder and medical slaughter they can convince human beings to commit against each other. You see, this isn't government murdering people. This is government convincing people to murder people. That's what's going on. This is mass murder carried out by the citizens against other citizens. And hence, it is deeply evil. It is more evil than just straight up genocide. I mean, it would be more honest, but also evil if the government just carpet bombed cities, you know, we're going to kill you. And they just did it. And they were dropping bombs out of the sky. At least people would realize, we're being bombed. Maybe we should take shelter. But instead, the government is convincing people to murder each other in the name of healthcare, in the name of public safety, in the name of wellness. That's pure evil. That's the death cult. Remember that every death cult that you've seen throughout history, you know, drinking the Kool-Aid, taking the arsenic, meeting with the mothership, what was his name? Applewhite, the California death cult. Every death cult says that they are saving the planet, that they're saving civilization, they're saving people as they carry out mass murder. Every death cult does that. This one is no different, except it's just much larger. It's the same narrative. Oh, we're saving you. Here, take this Kool-Aid in a needle. Take this spike protein concoction. Trust us. We care for you. People take it and they die. And the smart ones are rejecting it. And that's more and more people are rejecting it across America and around the world. Because for the most part, they know somebody who's already died from the vaccine or has been severely injured. And so they're not taking it. So the death cult is resorting to coercion and threats and shaming and peer pressure and social pressure and isolation and denial of services in order to try to convince you to take their death shots. That's how dangerous this death cult has become. It's kind of like, drink the Kool-Aid or you lose all access to society. That's how much they want to kill you. That's how dangerous this death cult really is. And you know, the death cult, they are trying to issue death sentences against everybody else. Little do they know that once the war crimes tribunals get underway and the crimes against humanity are prosecuted, that they themselves may face their own death sentences via the court for trying to mass murder humanity. I believe that day is coming. It's not just days away. It's going to take a while. But in the meantime, we must take note of who are the mass murderers. And Dr. David Martin just told me in an interview that he's going to release the names of all the people responsible for these crimes against humanity, their names and faces. He's going to release that, I think, in just a few days, coming up on a Saturday presentation he's doing at an event. He's going to release all the names and call for prosecution for crimes against humanity. Humanity's the backlash against this death cult has begun, and humanity will survive this. But there will be a lot of casualties in the meantime, people who went along with the death cult and who end up being destroyed by it. Don't let that be you. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here. Check out Brighteon.com for more of my podcasts and also many hundreds of thousands of other videos, well, millions of other videos across, I don't know how many tens of thousands of channels. Just check it out at Brighteon.com. It's the new free speech platform. And it's really exploding in popularity all of a sudden for some reason. So check it out. You can also read my website, naturalnews.com. Take care.